Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Bonnie Joy Slutikoff, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, I accidentally joined a sexually charged kundalini breathing circle orgy, and when I told people, no one was surprised. When I tell this story, people have two different reactions. Most give a little laugh and raise their eyebrows. That's what I'd expect. The others, mostly people who are familiar with breathing in a group setting, nod a bit. Oh, yeah, that happens sometimes. I was not properly warned. You've got to come to my Kundalini breathing group. It'd change your life, a new friend had told me. I hear it now, how positively LA that sounds. But look, you've got to understand that sometimes it's an incredibly good thing. L.A. is the land of weird alternative shit that occasionally changes your life for the better, and I, for one, am here for it. A lot of these hippie things exist in other places, but we celebrate alternative health in Los Angeles in a way that is difficult to match. And while I only consider myself a medium hippie, I've had a ton of experiences with things a more normal person would easily miss. I'm a big fan of floating, which has gotten quite trendy in the last few years. I haven't been since 2018, but I recommend it 10 over 10. I did not like cupping. It hurt, and it felt like the life was being sucked out from my body. I made the practitioner take off the little cup almost immediately, and I had a dark red mark on my back for at least 10 days. I have not only been part of a somewhat controversial transformational weekend, but I had a completely transformational experience. That's a story for another time. I also have a good grasp of the take it or leave it mentality, because I have found relief and even physical healing that doctors couldn't offer via alternative methods, I understand that not everything works for everyone. There are some strange practices out there, but who am I to judge your weird remedy, therapy, cosmically healing hobby if it has worked for you? So when someone told me about their breathing group, it didn't even sound that weird. Apparently, I should have asked a few clarifying questions. My bad. I had no hesitation, though. In fact, when I heard the pitch at a spoken word workshop, I was determined to attend a breathing circle as soon as possible. Luckily, I had an invite to what, I was assured, was the best one in L.A. The woman who invited me was going to miss that week, but she gave me the info. It sounded a lot like yoga, which I'd had wonderful experiences with. Only you don't have to do the workout part. You just sit and breathe. If you think you get a lot of endorphins from yoga, it's nothing compared to how you'll feel after this. She made a good case, and I'd been going through some things. A nice healing night of breathing sounded like just what the holistic doctor had ordered. That's how, on a Tuesday night, I found myself making the trek to a trendy home on the west side. The breathing group was going to take place in a guest house. Don't worry. That part sounds a bit shady, but it's not super weird. In fact, pulling up to the property, I felt at ease. There were several fit, attractive people greeting one another and heading to the back. At the back of the fancy house was a beautiful ADU unit with several large glass windows and tons of light. There was cucumber water in a large glass carafe on the patio and a group of smiling strangers. "I'm Bonnie," I told someone. "My friend told me about this group." "Welcome," the woman said. We made small talk for a few moments until someone announced that it was time to begin. Everyone was asked to remove their shoes before stepping onto the ADU's immaculate shiny floor. I was instructed to give my suggested donation of $25 to a very attractive, perfectly toned man with long brown hair and grab a fancy floor pillow. The individual conversations fizzled all at once as the attractive man addressed the group. "Welcome, friends. Normally I'd lead our group, but we have a special guest tonight, so I thought I'd let him take over, if that's all right with everyone." An elder hippie scooted forward on his floor pillow. He had lively blue eyes, thick gray hair, and a long beard covering his face. You could tell from the way everyone looked at him that he was important to the community. I don't remember his name. Let's call him Biff. Biff didn't offer much of an introduction of what we were going to be doing. Most of the 20 or so people were experienced breathers. Maybe 1 to 2 newbies other than myself, but apparently there was nothing to it. We were just there to breathe and relax. What could go wrong? The group sat in a circle on the floor, almost shoulder to shoulder. There was a little bit of instruction, but it was pretty basic. Just breathe. Biff offered an example where he made eye contact with someone and they breathed in at the same time and then out again. That's it, okay? Make eye contact, breathe, release, repeat. Nothing to worry about. And for a few minutes, there wasn't. We were all just breathing. I caught the eye of a woman near me. We breathed in, politely looking into one another's eyes. We exhaled and found someone else to breathe with. It felt a little awkward, but I'd already been studying acting for more than 2 decades. It really wasn't much weirder than anything else I'd ever done. It was sort of like a trust exercise. Then, just as I wondered if it was going to feel silly and anticlimactic for an entire hour, something changed. The energy grew. It felt like everyone had taken some kind of hallucinogenic drug and it was kicking in at the same time, except for me. The air in the room felt like it was getting thicker. People were making more extended eye contact. They weren't looking away after one breath. They were staying together for a while, soaking in one another's energy. Sort of like Ursula stealing Ariel's voice one ah at a time as she sang louder and louder. I heard a few people make moan-like sounds, and someone was crying. What had I walked into? We had at least 30 to 40 minutes left, and I was beginning to feel the ground go out from under me. Even with my only job in the moment being to breathe, I could feel my insides clenching up like guitar strings being wound too tight. Across from me there sat a man in his early 50s. He looked so much like Billy Baldwin that honestly, if I found out it was really him, I'd have zero surprise. I mean, why wouldn't a Baldwin brother be at this hippie breathing group? Probably not Billy Baldwin and I made eye contact. He stared too deeply into my eyes and we breathed. He could sense my nervousness and intensified his gaze. We continued to breathe. I didn't like the way he looked at me. I felt like I was in a non-consensual sexual experience, but I felt too stupid to leave. I felt like I was wrong for not enjoying myself. But there was still no way I wasn't sticking it out. So I stared into probably not, but maybe, Billy Baldwin's eyes, and we breathed. I felt the life being sucked out of my body like Ariel losing her voice. I should have left. I was uncomfortable to the point that I 100% should have left, but in spite of still waiting for my boundaries to grow in, I did have a purpose for staying. I wanted to be in on it, because I was wrong. I was sure I was wrong. 20 people around me were having this breathing orgy, and I was uncomfortable, so obviously it had to be me. I was just doing it wrong. I had been invited to an enjoyable endorphin-creating experience, and I was just doing it wrong. I felt deeply violated and uncomfortable, but it didn't even occur to me that anyone was wrong other than me. I was just doing it wrong. The intensity of the room continued to rise. I had uncomfortable breathing experiences with another dozen people. At the end of the hour, I was exhausted, but so was everyone else. Only they seemed to be exhausted in a totally different, more satisfied way. We debriefed as a group. Biff took questions and comments. A glistening, model-esque woman expressed her thanks. A ripped macho guy wiped a tear away, sharing his gratitude about getting to share in such a beautiful experience. 2 people over to my left, a woman was weeping so hard she could barely get her words out. She finally said a few things, and the people around her clutched their hearts in empathy. This is the kind of freedom that Kundalini breathing provides. That's why we do this, Biff said with a deep tone of approval. People shared and shared and smiled and clapped. Finally, I raised my hand and Biff called on me. Why didn't I feel anything? I asked quietly. I feel like everyone around me just had this transformative experience and I didn't. To me, it didn't feel good at all. I just feel numb. Without missing a beat, Biff started telling me my life story. You can't breathe because you don't think you're allowed to. You've trained yourself not to breathe. He went on. When you were a child, someone in your life took up all the air in the room. It took all of my energy to reject that statement. It was probably 2 years before I really understood how significant it was. He was exactly right. But I had come to this group to heal, and instead it was incredibly counterproductive. Mostly it just triggered my fight or flight. I felt ashamed and empty as I walked to my car. I didn't tell my friend about my experience visiting the group. I didn't know how I could explain that I walked out of a freeing, happy breathing group feeling like I'd been violated. I mean, I was obviously wrong. But I still told other people. I told this story a handful of times. People who had never heard of Kundalini breathing took me seriously, telling me it sounded awful and assuring me they'd take a hard pass. I probably spoke to 3 different people who had explored this type of environment, and no one was the slightest bit surprised, especially a friend who'd been to the same breathing group in the past. Yeah, it definitely has a sexually charged energy, she told me. That would have been nice to know. I assumed it was me, especially with my past experiences with trauma. When I told people it was like I was stuck in an orgy I didn't ask to join, I thought everyone would think I was crazy. You can think what you want, but if anyone ever invites you to their breathing group, buyer beware. One person who I told the story to assured me that some Kundalini breathing groups were like that, but not all. So how can you be sure? It's not like there's a disclaimer on the door and no one made a single statement before, during, or after that suggested there was a sexual element. But let me tell you, there was a lot of moaning. As for me, I'm going to stick to yoga. The next time I get invited to something alternative, I'm going to ask a few more questions. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.